So long as Geoffrey Brent confined his dissipations to London and Paris and Vienna, anywhere out of sight and sound of his home, opinion was silent. It is easy to listen to far-off echoes unmoved, and we can treat them with disbelief or scorn or disdain or whatever attitude of coldness may suit our purpose. But when the scandal came close home, it was another matter, and the feelings of independence and integrity which is in people of every community which is not utterly spoiled asserted itself and demanded that condemnation should be expressed. Still, there was a certain reticence in all, and no more notice was taken of the existing facts than was absolutely necessary. Margaret Delande bore herself so fearlessly and so openly. She accepted her position as the justified companion of Geoffrey Brent so naturally that people came to believe that she was secretly married to him, and therefore thought it wiser to hold their tongues lest time should justify her and also make her an active enemy. The one person who, by his interference, could have settled all doubts was debarred by circumstances from interfering in the matter. Wickham Delande had quarrelled with his sister, or perhaps it was that she had quarrelled with him, and they were on terms not merely of armed neutrality but of bitter hatred. The quarrel had been antecedent to Margaret going to Brent's Rock.